There are a number of theories about the origins of St. Valentine's Day, although the Catholic Church has confirmed that there were at least three different saints by the name of Valentine who were martyred. Some historians believe that the celebration takes its name from a 3rd century priest who lived in Rome. One of the most popular theories dates back to the 3rd century when Emperor Claudius II decreed that single men made the best soldiers. He made marriage illegal for young men. However, St. Valentine disagreed with the new law and continued to conduct secret marriages for young lovers. However, when his actions were discovered by Emperor Claudius, he was sentenced to death. Other historians believe that St. Valentine was sentenced to death for trying to help Christian prisoners escape from the brutal Roman jails. As helping Christians was considered a crime, St. Valentine was thrown into jail, and whilst he was awaiting execution, he fell in love with the jailer's daughter and wrote her a love letter on which he signed, "From your Valentine." He was beaten with stones and clubs before being beheaded outside the Flaminian Gate in Rome. St. Valentine's skull is now kept in Chiesa di Santa Maria in Cosmedin in Rome, whilst a casket containing some of his bones and a phial of his blood is kept in a church in Dublin, where he has become a religious shrine for lovers. However, it was many centuries after St. Valentine's death that February the 14th became so closely connected with love, possibly because in England it was said to be the first day of the bird's mating season. The oldest known Valentine's love letter was a poem written by the Duke of Orleans to his wife whilst he was incarcerated in the Tower of London in 1415. By the 17th century, the popularity of St. Valentine's Day was growing, and by the middle of the 18th century, it was becoming more common for lovers to exchange small gifts and notes of affection on February the 14th. In 1835, 60,000 Valentine cards were sent in the UK, despite the cost of postage being relatively high. In 1868, Cadbury's Chocolate first began selling heart-shaped chocolate boxes designed as a gift for lovers. In 1913, Hallmark Cards, based in Kansas City, began mass producing the first Valentine's Day cards.